Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. We are here with the director and one of the actresses of Drift, of the Settimana della Critica. We're here with Helena Widman, the director, and Teresa George, one of the two actresses. Good afternoon, both.
Good afternoon.
Helena, your movie is kind of difficult to summarize because, I mean, it's very, very easy, but then the summary doesn't give exactly the sense of what the movie is. Because it's the story of a friendship of these two women, they have to be apart because one of them is going on a trip, let's say it. But visually it's really astounding, and you chose a way of storytelling really peculiar. Can you tell us something more about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. And actually we had the problem, or it's very often the problem with my films, like when I have to write the synopsis. Mm-hmm. Because it's for me, it's cinema. Like, it's really a film and it's perceived. And this works on so many layers. It's very essential. You hear, you see, you understand, maybe. So it's very complex. And so I decided, for example, to put it straight, like, okay, this and this and this happens. But of course, this is not really the film.
No, actually.
But
not.
If you.
Well, the idea is, but you know, very small.
It's a small amount of it. But then I think if you want to find words for it, I needed to be a poet, maybe. I don't know. Because it's it works on other levels.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, actually, it works more on. It's more what you feel, which memories, which sensations, what are you watching is bringing up in you, than the actual plot or action, let's call it, of the. But how are you working with actresses in this specific case? Because it's I think it's very difficult to fit in like a real, let's say, common, normal way of filming into this different frame that your movies are.
Well, it's in many films there are no actors, and many of my films there are only spaces. And there are films where there are actors, and it's always different. In this case, maybe I should tell that in the beginning I knew somehow, or I wanted a protagonist, I wanted a figure, but it was not from the first time, Teresa, because we started to develop the project together.
Okay.
So we were researching, and during one research shoot, because there was nobody else and I wanted to try an image, I asked her to step in front of the camera, and then I saw the material and thought, wow, that's great. And then I found so many other reasons why it would be the best thing to ask Teresa to do this acting. So, and then it was for both of us. I mean, Teresa can speak about this afterwards. So I will speak for myself now, and then you can tell about your experience. But for me also, it's not easy to direct actors or non-actors, doesn't matter. It's a very delicate thing. You have to somehow to create a space of security, of confidence, and to know what you want. I think it's horrible if you don't know what you want and you say, just improvise. This can't be the solution. Especially not if it's...
No, because you shift the responsibility.
Yeah, and this is impossible. So, and even more if it's not a professional actor. So this I had to learn, and I still have lots to learn, but this is something that now really interests me, so I'm looking forward to go on with this as well. And we got better and better, I think. Like,
so Teresa, how was for you to move in front of the camera instead of being one of the minds behind the project?
Well, it was an adventure from the beginning to the end, because I'm not a trained actress, I'm anthropologist. So, and the first thing I figured out was, oh, in front of the camera, I'm alone. So how is my relation to the camera and to the image? And it was a learning process, step by step. And I think the most important thing was to have trust in Helena and to have trust in the project itself. And, well, what I tried and hopefully fulfilled was to bodily react to my environments and my surroundings without overacting it. So in order to share my experiences with the spectator.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Listen, actually, you were telling about the how your body reacted to the surrounding, because this movie was shot under kind of severe weather condition. So actually you had to react to the weather, the coldness. You are in the North Sea. So, and the sea is really like the main heavy character of it. Mm-hmm. So nature it is in itself, but the sea is the one, which is, you show it as mesmerizing and totally terrifying at the same time, you know, because it's this huge entity that can be embracing and can also be rejecting. Why do you have this kind of fascination for the sea?
I don't really know. I have it, I think this is something many human beings share, which is fascinating in itself.
Yeah.
Also, like, everybody connects in a way to the sea, towards the sea and the ocean. It can be fascinating, can be terrifying, and it can be both at the same time, I think. And then there was something, because as I said before, like in my other films, I explored many spaces, which could be apartments, which could be different spaces. But so I was so much interested in this open sea as a space. I had no idea how this feels like, and I wanted to find out. And I think that's it. And it's a huge, huge projection surface like the sea is.
And there's also this fascinating and kind of intriguing relationship between the ground, I mean, the land, which is solid and still in there, and the sea, which is movie that can bring you wherever you want, maybe not wherever you want, but wherever you want. And then, but then you come back to the land. So is it this kind of trip that you show us in the film is something that you experience, not maybe not physically, but like a way of detaching yourself for your normal life and then coming back to it after you explored some other areas, also metaphorically speaking, mm-hmm. not physically, or it
both,
is
actually yeah. I think it's both. It changed completely, especially of course, like in the first weeks and months after the trip. But I always remember it now, and I'm happy that I had the luck to work with the material and to stay close like all the time, because I really miss it. And I would love to go back. So for me at least, it was an experience that I would definitely...
Can I ask you, why did you choose the North Sea?
Ah, the...
Simple answer. It's the closest sea to us.
You're right. So now you are the producer again. You're in your producer mood. So it's like closer, so less expensive. So let's go there.
Yeah, and I mean, and then it was the North Atlantic, which we crossed. This is like the crossing of the North Atlantic. And this is also because we are from Europe, and there had been like all these travels and explorations via the Atlantic Ocean. So, this is also something that you might add something to, like the voyages.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what my main interest was to get to know this space in between the other and the we. So it was always the passage every scientist or every adventurer had to take. But it's left out a lot of times in the descriptions in the books. So for me, I wanted to explore this blind spot and what it makes to my my thinking as well. What does this movement of the sea makes with me and my thinking? So
So we can say that it is a really personal movie, and like a personal experience that you use to develop a new you. I don't know if it's clear. So it's like a little bit of therapy that you did through the film, or not?
I don't know. It's not therapy.
Therapy in itself, but some...
I think because we were not looking for ourselves or something. Mm-hmm. But we were looking for the sea. So it was not so much... But like, how do you do to understand? And I think we questioned very much our ways of understanding everything, anything to learn and so on. And I think experience is a big part for us of this. So also in Teresa's scientific work, experience plays a big role. So it's about that. And then always with the understanding that, like, something that interests us, we are not like single spots in a nirvana, but like if it interests us, then there might be many people who are interested, possibly interested in it. So it's always try to get in touch with the outside world in any way,
in like any
with
way.
With the film afterwards, but during the process as well.
Yeah, the film is not an easy film. We know that. Yeah. But I can. It's a feeling that if you let it take you, then it will stay with you. This is what I mean. This is what I felt watching it, because it's kind of tricky to get into it at the very beginning. You have to let yourself go a little bit more than usual. But then once you're in, you're in. So thank you for your movie first, and thank you for being with us, to Elena Whitman and Teresa George of the Film Drift from the Critics Suite at the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.